Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth. Happy Blessed Sunday, Quarantine Life Sunday around the world. Thank you, worldwide listeners and supporters, from those that have been listening since the very, very beginning to most recently, and definitely working on producing full-fledged shows where you can call in, chat in the chat room. Awesome guest co-host can be a part of the show also, from familiar guest co-host to even Terry, my guy. He and I, we're celebrating a year this month, elevating our friendship to a higher level, and we definitely need your prayers. So thank you so much, and we send you prayers also. But it is here in the state of Mississippi, our governor is lightening the strings on businesses, where some businesses can open and can do a little bit more to service their customers and clients. But the initiative that is called, well, not initiative, but an executive order that is called Safer at Home begins tomorrow. So there's breaking news at the bottom of the screen, which remains at the bottom of the screen on our ABC affiliate of 16WAPT News. And there's a warning from CDC and Lysol for people not to digest and disinfect it. This comes after a coronavirus briefing in Washington where President Trump suggested the possibility of ingesting disinfectants to protect people from the virus. But then also, I had seen reports where he said he was being sarcastic, but, you know, even in everyday talk, we have to be political correct and be very mindful of things we say. One of my friends sent me DM me a video of a lady showing how dangerous hand sanitizer can be. She put fire close to it, and it just glazed up. And I shared it openly on my page, and I did receive, like, one comment, like, oh, okay, someone should demonstrate that, and now you guys are sharing it. But I mentioned on my last broadcast that Good Morning America mentioned the importance of using hand sanitizer and being careful of mixing certain cleaners together, because if a child ingest sanitizer or an animal, it could, and even some adults, it could be a problem if it's not being used the way it should be. Also, but it's a beautiful day here in the state of Mississippi. You know, we had those surprise storms the past Sunday. You know, have been really bad weather, but I believe today would be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And praying for everyone that may be experiencing not so good weather. I know there are snowstorms in some areas, so I hope you guys are being safe too that are experiencing snowstorms. But again, this is we're incorporating the quarantine life style into everything. Coronavirus have definitely altered all, really, you know, you can say most or some, definitely have altered everyone's life. From babies to the oldest, and I love to see the videos. Even animals are really wildlife animals are really appreciating their freedom. I see around the world, I like to post some of the videos that I see of animals just having so much fun with vacant streets and quietness, running around and playing. Those are such cute nature videos showing what animals can do when humans are not around. So cute. But okay, Mississippi State Department of Health reported 281 new cases of COVID-19 in Mississippi and 8 new deaths. So the total of Mississippi's cases since March the 11th now stands at 5,434 with 209 deaths. We're doing our best in the state of Mississippi, and I know all around America and the world, we're doing our best to slow the spread. 552 cases have been reported at long-term care facilities. New statewide safer at home order, what I was just talking about. Order goes into effect at 8 a.m. Monday. Mississippians should continue to stay at home except for essential travel. All non-essential gatherings of 10 or more are still outlawed. Social distancing guidelines remain in effect. And I was just telling Terry, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen, but this is sucking. I know I'm not alone, so I'm just verbalizing it. I mean, we're doing it for the right reasons, for our own health and the slow spread, but I would be so glad, like many of you, and pray our prayers are answered real soon for it to slow down, to really disappear, and lives stop being lost, and we, you know, get back to a new normal way of living life worldwide. Non-essentials like salons, gyms, clubs, spas remain closed to the public here in the state of Mississippi. I know Georgia, non-essential businesses are open. Restaurants are limited to delivery and drive-through and curbside service. Newly opened retail stores must reduce their capacity by at least 50% to avoid crowds. Like if you're a retailer and your normal capacity is 300, it should be 150. Healthcare professionals can begin to resume certain elective procedures. Because I have a mammogram, but it's scheduled. And I have a doctor's appointment next month. So, but I know they had to, like, not schedule anything. So I know some people that want to get Botox and other things like that are like, okay. And I need to make a dental appointment, too. I know they mentioned something regarding dental appointments. But the Jackson stay-at-home order is still in effect, too. And then there will be in the tourism city of Vicksburg here in Mississippi, where a lot of casinos are, their mayor, George Flagg, will have a press conference at 2 o'clock. But it will begin at 2. The mayor is expected to declare a civil emergency until May the 11th. That's in Vicksburg. The civil emergency includes a curfew. There's not a curfew here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. Closure of non-essential businesses, social distancing, and limitations on gatherings. A juvenile curfew for children 17 and under will be enforced from 7:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Right, because why are kids out in the middle of the night unless they're working and most places are closed where teenagers will have jobs? You know, I'm sure there are some teenagers that are working at essential places. And while they're out of school, they're taking advantage of working while they can. But there's no reason to be out in the middle of the night. There's no, even adults, unless you're working. Because the casino's definitely not open in Vicksburg. You know, so there's no reason. There's a schedule also of UMMC mobile testing sites, and they're by appointment only, and they're from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So when that number pops up, I'll share that number to contact. And as Attorney General Lynn Fitch here in the state of Mississippi, who I campaigned and voted for, she plans to bring legal action against China over the COVID-19. Fitch tweeted earlier this year that too many people have suffered because the country's malicious cover-up of the disease. Now, let it be Mississippi. I think Mississippi is the first, I believe. Fitch is seeking damages under the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. And also, I received an email also regarding tomorrow. The loan applications will resume for the PPP Ag, and also for the hospitals. So I received an email overnight. If I can, I will do my best to read it. More than 2.9 million people, COVID has killed at least 203,000 worldwide. Nearly 54,000 people have died in the United States. The stimulus package and unemployment. President Trump signed a $484 billion deal to aid employers and hospitals under stress. And I am definitely stressed. All of us, all right? Coronavirus pandemic. But we can't let stress get us. The bill expands testing for COVID-19. And then here's the hot news about Georgia reopens non-essential businesses. The Governor Brian Kemp, stay-at-home order went into effect on April the 3rd to combat the spread of the coronavirus. This past week, Kemp became one of the nation's, first governors to ease restrictions after he allowed businesses like gyms, barbershops, hair salons, tattoo parlors, and bowling alleys to reopen. Today, despite facing criticism as cases of COVID-19 continues to rise. But I believe the mayor of Atlanta is still keeping restrictions like tight and watching. I've also seen reports, and many of you probably have too, not only of the protests, but many would like their states to reopen. But some businesses have been like, I know salons, I've seen salons in Dallas and in Atlanta talk about their opening. They're following the guidelines regarding how to handle their clients, take their temperatures at the doors. But they've been using up their savings. That at a salon in Atlanta. Owner mentioned that, and it was time for him to open back up and service his clients, but he's following the guidelines. And then a salon in Dallas, that owner mentioned she like either we're hungry or homeless, and she's like, I need to make money, and my customers need to be serviced. And so many businesses are opening, but they're following the guidelines. And so I hope that by them following guidelines and obeying the law from the CDC, that even in cities and states where there are still shutdowns, they do not get in trouble, but they can still be able to make their living also, because, I mean, that is a good point, as long as they follow guidelines and follow follow the guidelines and do their business properly. And they know that if a customer have a high temperature, they cannot service that customer. So, that's something I have been wondering. Because some people have been doing business like at their home. Also, like hairstylists, makeup artists, skincare experts. Just something I was wondering about, tattoo artists, because I don't hear them mention that, but I guess they're like, oh, you can't do certain things at your home business, but, still have to follow those guidelines. But it's something I'm bringing up. I don't know. People do it anyway, even beforehand, so I'm just thinking. But let me go over the guidelines like I always do. Also, the topic is spring cleaning. Like, it's always a hot topic. Ever since the show began, spring cleaning has been a hot topic. So what I've done, I've posted awesome articles and YouTube videos regarding creating your own non-toxic cleaners and also do-it-yourself spring cleaning. And we'll share others also. I didn't do that Facebook Live I had talked about doing on Friday. I'm going to do my best to do it today where we can openly talk about things on Facebook or maybe on Instagram, but more than likely it will be Facebook. And tomorrow there will be a show from Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and we'll be working on one from Springer, also from my Culture Shock Entertainment Presents. But email me at CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Okay, on Good Morning America now, see, that's where I need to go. They're showing a nail salon. I need to see my friend Sophie in North Park Mall. I know some restaurants opened yesterday in North Park Mall, but they only did like curbside services. So I'm wondering if the Med Grill is doing like curbside and takeout at North Park, because that's one of my favorite restaurants. And before this, we've been talking for years about teaming up doing production on doing some showcases. But it's good to know that some of the malls are partially opening and shopping centers. I've seen a report where North Park Center in Dallas have been doing like curbside service from the retailers. You know, customers could come to the curb and the managers and sales consultants can meet them outside. So that's good to know that Northport Center is doing it. I'm assuming Galleria is doing that also in Dallas and in the other cities. But also I'm looking at a report where there's the antibody testing going on too for frontline workers. And New York is also allowing 5,000 pharmacies to conduct virus tests. So that's really good. So I hope we continue to see a decline in the growth and the spread of coronavirus, slow to spread, right? So this is the governor and his capital city mayor and all the other mayors here in the state of Mississippi and around the country. Up to me, this is the first time for us, right? I remember as a little girl when the AIDS outbreak had happened. So this kind of reminds me, too, of the AIDS outbreak. Like, what is this? What's going on? And then, like 4 or 5 years ago, you guys remember that flu? It was a crazy flu out there. We don't have amnesia. It was a crazy flu out there that they didn't have a name for, remember? Kept people in AR. People were terminally sick. People died. You know, I'm just wondering, what type of flu is that? I need to do my research and Google and stuff to, you know, research more about that if it happened like 5 years ago. You guys remember that? Some of you probably had it, because it was like the flu at a whole other level. But yeah, Good Morning America is talking to some of those business owners now that have opened their businesses, nail salons and gyms, and they're showing one salon taking. Yeah, the salon in Atlanta, taking temperatures at the door before their clients come in. Oh, they're showing Mississippi. States reopening. Montana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Colorado. Some personal services resume. So we're doing it in phases. The governor said from the beginning, we're going to phase out. Phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. So phase one is what they're doing now, beginning tomorrow. And then safer at home executive order begins tomorrow, where if you don't have to be out, don't go out. You know, if you don't have to, don't go out. But they're doing the phases here in the state of Mississippi instead of just, we're back open, full-fledged. But phasing out instead. But in Georgia, they're like open. Like, okay, we're back in business. It is what it is. So, but that's the Constitution. Each state, I mean, the government, the president, Pentagon, governs us federally. But the reason we have a structure as it is so governors can be over their domain of, you know, of their own state. And that's something my late mom and I used to talk about. Also about how Our government is structured, you know, from cities, counties, towns, states, and dealing with D.C., the president, and the Pentagon and all, how it's only right for the governors to, for each state to do their thing, but at the same time follow the federal laws. And of course, we need a lot of laws that need to be taken off the books. We do need new laws in place in each state, not just the state that I'm in right now with the checkered pass. All states have checkered passes, and there are old laws that need to be taken out the books, and we need new laws put up also. You know, I guess somebody's saying, well, who's going to take time to do that, but it's important. Important to do that. It's important to do that. But we're slowing the spread. That's what's important right now. But doing our best to get back to a new normal of life. So, like I always do, I'm going to share what the president and CDC have provided for us in regards to information of slowing the spread. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you are an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, Stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home and under quarantine. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk, and activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Well, we know that, but Georgia, they're back open. Use pickup or delivery options. So really common sense. If you see it might be like more than 10 people, and it's not a good idea to go in a place where there's more than 10 people. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. I checked on my aunt the other day. I'm going to try to talk to her real soon. But they were very glad to hear from me also. But I think nursing homes would be like in phase 3 here in the state of Mississippi when it comes to opening. But they definitely got to get it under control in these long-term care facilities and also in these prisons. Those of you with the power to be, and those check on those prisoners, because like I mentioned in the last broadcast, I reshared a very disturbing video of prisoners that were very, very upset about coronavirus. And I do not know the state, but those of you that have seen the video and know what video I'm talking about, you know. And these prisoners were rioting, and they were very upset. They had their mask on. They had gloves on. They had T-shirts wrapped around. And they were very upset, saying that some had caught coronavirus, some had died, and they did not want to get sick. So, and I'm sure that's not the only prison, so please check on the inmates also. Throughout the country in detention centers and in prisons also. And everywhere, youth homes, homeless shelters. Let's check on everybody. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. avoid touching your face. Well, like I said, that is something. Even being in beauty and fashion and studying aesthetics, that is something that I do, but I try not to. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbows. Disinfect frequently. Use items and surfaces as much as possible. The other day when I was out just in the driveway sweeping and tidying, spruicing up the yard, I had my gloves and a bandana around my mouth. I'm going to go out and do some yard work and chill for Pup and our other pets. I have my gloves on and put my bandana over my mouth. But for some reason, I had been thinking, okay, you're okay in your own neighborhood and in your own area, but you still have to be safe. And again, I'm going to read the guidelines from the mayor of Jackson, Lumumba's initiative, Fight Together and Stand Apart. Recently, I issued a stay-at-home order for the residents of Jackson to fight the spread of the coronavirus and have continued to take additional steps to make Jackson a safer place. Testing our responders who are on the front lines every day and jail inmates who must be kept in close confinement. 2, working with Jackson Heights Comprehensive Center to test up to 5,000 for our most needy residents. 3, providing hazard pay for our firefighters and police officers during this difficult time. 4, partnering with a local hotel to provide quarantine shelters for those residents who cannot shelter at home and risk infecting seniors or others with serious health conditions. 5, launching a COVID-19 hotline and symptom collector. And it's been reported that Jackson is the first city in the world to put their hands on a symptom collector. It's a new invention. Residents can call 601-586-3067 to report their symptoms. The information gathered will help public health officials and city prioritize resources. And the city leaders will continue to do all they can to protect the residents of this great city of Jackson and wherever you are, city, town, village. But it takes everyone to stop the spread of this virus so we can get back to normal. Because I talk to my friends all around the world, and we have the same discussion regarding coronavirus of being safe and being careful and being mindful of one another and slowing the spread. Stay at home. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. When you do have to leave home for essential reasons, practice social distancing. Please maintain a space of 6 feet between you and other Jacksonians or whatever city you're in. And when you are in public places, okay, wear a mask or face covering when in public. The experts have determined we should all wear masks when out in public. Buy from your local businesses. Here in Jackson, it's been promoted. Buy from Jackson businesses. Our grocery stores, retailers, and restaurants offering takeout service need our patronage during this difficult time. Protecting yourself, log your symptoms. If you have a dry cough, fever, and shortness of breath, call the city's COVID-19 hotline number at 601-586-3067. COVID-19 hotline number 601-586-3067 and report your symptoms. Get screened. Call one of the COVID-19 hotline numbers, local 601-586-3067, in the state 877-978-6453. Get tested at the University of Michigan Medical Center, which is working on a vaccine. Drive-through testing at the state fairgrounds by appointment are from 8 to 8. 601-496-7200 is that contact number. 601-496-7200 is that contact number. Jackson has comprehensive health testing. Call star on a sliding scale for ability to pay. James Anderson Health Facility, 3502 West Northside Drive. The number is 601-362-5321. The number is 601-362-5321. Monday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Elder James Ivory Homeless Clinic, 327 South Gallatin Street, 601-355-0707. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jackson Hines South Clinic, 145 Raymond Road, 601-362-5321. Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday through Friday, 8 to 1. So those are like very important numbers and information that you need to know. And also those in the state of Mississippi that need a pandemic unemployment assistance, call 1-833-919-0334. Again, 1-833-919-0334. And then also remember, you can go to the SBA.gov website because the applications are now open. And I'm assuming that for the EIDL and homeowners and renters and loans that are converted to grants will resume also tomorrow. Also, but the PPP and the one for the hospitals also can start applying on tomorrow. I've been reporting on the news, but I just read an email that I received right before coming on the air regarding that. So thank you for tuning in. Congrats to the NFL draftees. Send them out much love. Thank you for your support. Email me at CultureShotInc, KULTREASHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Again, much love to my sweetheart, my guy Terry. It's been a year. We're longtime friends. Elevated our friendship a year ago when he proposed to me remotely. And on the 28th of April, we appreciate your prayers. Really, we do. And we send our love and prayers to all of you also. And it's important for us to keep God. And I'm a Christian, so keeping God and the power of Jesus Christ first and foremost, and praying and sending love and positive thoughts to all of my friends of different religious faiths. And I have many friends that are atheists, but those of us that are spreading love and sending positive thoughts and trying to make a world a better place, that's what's important for all of God's creatures, animals and humans and all. And this is a special Sunday. Every day is a special day, and every Sunday definitely. So thank you. Thank you, and thank you. God is love, and love is God, right? And, again, you know, share some of your tips regarding spring cleaning, the quarantine lifestyle way now. And thank you for sending so many amazing stories and updates and sharing your life with me in person. And now it's really been through our social media. Thank you so much. So many of us are really up in our skills in social media, right? Right. So thank you so much. Shout out to the Avon community. Shout out to everyone here in Jackson, Mississippi, and the loved ones in Dallas, Fort Worth. Everyone down there where Terry is in Simpson County, his mom and all, our loved ones, everyone in nursing homes, and the first responders most definitely. Our late mom and us, we love first responders. So much love to those first responders and those, you guys know I have a retail background, and those that are working so hard. I even have been getting assignments as a mystery shopper regarding going in, making sure these things are right. You know, things are really going smoothly. So it's good to know that mystery shopping is an essential job. Yay. But it's important for us all to work together. And a big shout out to the cities that are doing a great job. City of Jackson is doing a great job. J-Tran has been doing an awesome job. The drivers and the managers and supervisors, they practice 7 to 10. Some cases, you don't even see 10 passengers on a bus. 7 and spaced out. So keep up the great work in Jackson, and I'm quite sure other cities are doing an awesome job also, doing their best to provide that essential service to get people to their essential duties, doctor's appointments, hospitals, shopping, work, looking for work, and all that good stuff, and checking on others. But again, thank you for your love and support. There will be a schedule. Matter of fact, when I finish this show, I'm going to schedule a show for tomorrow. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I will schedule shows. And so check out the schedule. I said last week we'll talk about Made in America products. And, you know, Made in America, made in, you know, made locally products, made in the USA. And also we'll talk about setting goals, keeping our goals. We're really tightening up on setting goals and following a schedule, right? Yeah. So thank you all for your love and your support. Much love to all the prayer warriors out there, friends, supporters, peers, those that are looking forward to working with in the future, meeting in the future. Thank you. Big shout out to Julian Stefani. He did an awesome live stream performance the other night. So big shout out. I missed it live, and I had talked about it. So I missed it live, but I caught it. So keep up the good work, Julian. And big shout out to DJ Slam, DJ Swin in Detroit, DJ and music community, beauty and fashion communities, and just everybody, the whole wide world. Just send out much love, and thank you for your love and support. Let's continue to slow the spread, and prayers to our world leaders and the president, the vice president, our local leaders, from county to town, and everything. Just send out much love and positive vibes, and keep doing the best you can. And all of us, all we can do is do the best we can, and pray and think positive as we can, because I hear from others, what can I do to be more positive? I'm like, you watch some of my videos, because I post YouTube videos from religious to motivators, Dan Pena, Tony Robbins. You know, it all comes from within, but it helps. Those powerful motivational videos, like with Kobe Bryant encouraging us. You know, really, I post them galore, because I know many of us, because I have had Facebook friends and social media friends to be suicidal. Like a few weeks ago, wow, I'm just shocked at so many people that were suicidal. And so this, and then I've read stories of people committing suicide. Even the mayor have mentioned that domestic violence and suicide rates are up here in the city of Jackson, just like across the nation, and I'm assuming around the world. So we got to pray on that demon to stop. And you know, even I mean, Terry's like, what's wrong? Like, you know, because, yeah, I know I'm this happy-go-lucky motivator, but with an income tax check and stimulus check, then I'm so like, I'll be glad when this corona stuff is over. Because Terry and I, we've been living this forever, because we are, I guess it's safe to say we're nerds, and we've been following this ever since it reared its ugly head in China, in Wuhan. So we've been following this, and thank God, my doctor, I'm going to share some of his posts from his page. I haven't been on his page in a few days, so I'm sure he has, like, a lot of good information regarding coronavirus and how we need to deal properly and in a healthy way with this situation that we're dealing with and working on slowing the spread. But I know I started concluding the show like 15 minutes ago, but I'm concluding it now. Thank you all for your love and support. We'll probably do a Facebook Live. I know we'll do a Facebook Live in the James Franco Project group, trying to get consistent. We've reached a plateau of more than 1,000 members. Thank you, Lizzie, and the moderators that manage the group and the chat group on a daily basis. So we've reached the plateau of more than 1,000. So that's pretty cool, worldwide members. A shout out to the Save Dallas page and the awesome person named Kyle Graham that is very proactive with being instrumental in saving Dallas. Also, of bringing all the Save Dallas groups together. I don't know why it's taking so long for us to get Dallas rebooted. Some shows get canceled and they get rebooted instantly. But I know nothing would be rebooted or production on anything until it's safe for film production, TV shows, and everything to be filmed, unless they're small productions like small commercials and short films and documentaries and stuff like that. But again, thank you all for your love and support and for tuning in to Custer Shock Entertainment Reports and supporting the show also. Also, thank you and God bless. You've been listening to Custer Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Beatrice. Much love. Love you, Terry. Happy anniversary.